Of course, the Big Sports Breakfast returns tomorrow at 5:30, so make sure you're listening.
Okay, go to Mighty Panthers today. Enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your sport, everybody.
Penrith Mazda, awarded Mazda Master Dealer 2017. With over 300 vehicles over 5 acres, you're sure to find a Mazda you're looking for. Right now, get a $1,000 go bonus on the whole range of 2017 CX-3, CX-5 and CX-9. Plus 12 months free rego, CTP and stamp duty on all CX-3s. Conditions apply. Penrith Mazda, your family owned and operated Mazda dealer. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Sky Sports Radio and New South Wales Race Clubs will honour Australians who have fought for our country on Anzac Day. Wednesday morning, Racing HQ will endeavour to help many of those diggers back a winner or two. Anzac morning from 6:30, get the right mail here on Sky Sports Radio.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Shannon Earls from the SLA Makeup Academy. When we needed a new office assistant, we called the team at Nova Employment. They found us a great worker who puts in 110%. We couldn't be happier.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at a minute past 10. And the preview this morning will be for Goulburn. We've got a 7-race card there. John Scores will find us all of the winners in just a moment. But first of all, we'll get an update on the track. And Robin Fife joins me from the club now. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. And how's your weather been?
It's perfect today. I think the top is going to be around 22 degrees. The sun's shining, looking like a great afternoon.
Did you get any rain through the week at all?
No, we just can't seem to get rain. I don't know what's going on there. We've had to put some irrigation on the track, obviously. We've got it looking good today at a good 4. But no, the rain just seems to be avoiding us, unfortunately.
Ah, fair enough. And what about the rail positioning?
The rail for this meeting is out 3 metres from the 1,000 metre to the 350 where the cutaway applies, and then it's true the remainder. We hope to probably have that back in the true position by our next meeting, but that's where we are at the moment.
Well, it sounds like a pretty straightforward afternoon with good racing, a good surface, and hopefully you get a few people rolling through the gates.
We hope so. We're supported, as usual, by our local trainers, and we've got some provincial and some metro trainers and Maria and Nowra. We've got a great range of trainers supporting us today, so we hope everyone comes on out and enjoys a great afternoon.
Well, enjoy the day ahead, Robin, and thanks very much for the update.
Thank you.
So Robin Fife there, just recapping, it's a good 4, rail out 3 between the 1,000 to the 350 where the cutaway applies, and it is in the true position for the remainder. Our form man is John Scores. He'll have China Marston alongside him at the pick of the yard throughout the day. But John will provide all of the winners for us. John, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, always great to be going to Goulburn. They seem to be very kind to us on the tip in the past, Simon. Hopefully that's the case again today. 7 races and a big big city flavour as you always get down here. You get a great mix of form, so they come from near and far to race on this beautiful big flat track, and they all get their chance as well, Simon. So, look, some of them are small fields, but as long as we can find those winners, mate, get a little bit of extra money for the upcoming couple of weeks.
Absolutely. We'll take a look at the card, John. The first event is the Revolution Print Maiden for the males. It's over 1,300 metres. The scratchings are 1 Gundy and 6 Pirate Game. And I'll just take a quick check with the latest tab fixed odds here, John, and the fluctuations as well. And number one is the Scratching Gundy. 2 Allendale Raider is at $34 in from $41. 3 Hemily is $5.50 to $6. 4 Swadaloon, $1.55 to favourite. 5 Star of New York, $10 to $9.50. 6 is Scratching. 7 The Spruik is $13. 8 Fruitful Warrior, $4.20 into 4. And 9 Just For You, $81. So $1.55 Swadaloon. There has been a little bit of support there for Fruitful Warrior.
Oh, Simon, they look for 2 deep in short, isn't it? For Swadaloon, the only ride of the day for Jason Collard. I guess that gets a little bit of interest. And Claire Cunningham, what a combo they are. I've made it 4.835. I was up at Wye on this day when it went round a beaten favourite. It had tried well, but it probably looked like it would need it, and it did just a little bit wrong. It didn't begin that well. It got stuck in behind them. Jason was forced to go back to the fence. I don't really think that was ideal on the day, but look, it drew gate two, so he's sort of a victim of circumstances there. But look, with the benefit of that run, Simon, I think this will come on a fair bit flatter, and the front field's going to suit it. But nice and short, but look, it does look the one. Although this won't be any easy beat, Fruitful Worry. He does a good job with his horse, Richard Butler. And this has showed a bit of potential last preparation. I got it up to the strip, but probably couldn't quite get that far. But both runs, this preparation in the 1,000 and 1,300, have both been really good at the Golden behind Bay and Medina. And then up to the 1,300, it was pretty handy last time. It was a bit keen in the run, but it'll be better for that. And a nice shape. It looks the main danger, and they look the two. Although Hemily, is that how we pronounce it? This looked really nice at the trial, Simon. I watched this go around a nice Lucas Planet. Out of a nuclear freeze mare for Danny Williams on his home track, and gate one, Nick Haywood in fabulous form. It's far behind Rebellion, who I think got a chance later on, was pretty handy. So it's been in a scratch since. So this is a yard watch for sure, and the market, and a five-star at New York.
With 4.835, John, have you got the hands free on there or something? I might just get you to turn it. It's a very poor connection at the moment.
My apologies, Simon. Yeah. How's that a little bit better?
That's a little bit better, yeah. Yeah.
I'm holding it up to my mouth.
Okay, a little bit better. And that's a 4.835 there on the first. Race two, John's a fillies and mares maiden over 1,300 metres. Scratchings, one African Rainbow, five Tormenta, and seven Sazavie. And with the market here, two Icara Miss is $1.85. Three Joyous Times, 14. Four Lady Eleanor, 4.40 into 4.20. Six Zar Foxy Lady, 2.70. Eight Tiara Road has been 34 to 41. And nine Wine Time Anytime is $71. So the odds on favourite here at $1.85. John, number two Icara Miss.
Yeah, so I went with Danny's horse here in Lady Eleanor, 4.263 for me. Look, the query with me is the small field, and Icara Miss may look with those blinkers on, may well dictate it here, but gee, you had to be impressed with its debut. It was an absolute cracker beyond love, a love if you don't mind. It got back a mile and it flooded home. It then struck a completely different type of race, a field of six, which had been similar today, but it was a beaten favourite before a break. That was back in August. But resuming, look, if speed is sure enough, it might be close enough. I'm just happy enough to go with it at a little bit of value. But obviously, I care a miss for John O'Shea, Chris Reith. Those blinkers go on, a filly by Smart Miss off. Look, didn't have much go its way at Gosford last time. Again, a small field, got an average start, but only had the two runs and those blinkers. They'll probably push forward if it can dictate it. It's going to be hard to beat. Look, obviously, as a Foxy Lady for Dave Pfeiffer, she showed a little bit of talent. Her three runs this preparation placed three or five all up, and look, she could probably make her own luck as well. And three, I thought, was probably best of the rest, Joyous Times. But look, an interesting little race for small field, and the tactic will be vital here. 4.263 for me, Simon.
So 4.263 there in race number two. The third event is the JCF Contracting Benchmark 59. 1,200 metres the trip on this one. Three Napashini and six Tarboy there, the two scratchings. So we're down to a field of seven. And with the market, one Rumba Queen is 2.60, the favourite. Two Midnight Mission, $5. Four Centara, 13. Five Appreciated, 3.50. Seven Lady Demi, 3.80 to 3.90. Eight Rushman, 23. Nine Treasured Art, 51 into 34. The favourite at 2.60, John Rumba Queen.
I think she's the best bet of the day, Simon. 1.725. Rumba Queen. Look, I watched it win at Maruya for the day it beat Can She Kiss. That was going back to January. Look, it was pretty dominant there. And I had a couple of bob on this at Warwick Farm. You know, but around that time, the tracks were really, really firm, Simon. No rain for a long, long time. It went around on a good three. I don't really think it appreciated the really firm track that day. I'm only assuming, but you do get a little bit of give down at Maroo, and I think she might fancy that a little more. So, look, whatever way you shake it up, it's a small field. I think there's reasonable speed. So she can just sit behind them, and I think she's got too much class for most of these. So I'll go with her and make the best bet of the day. Rumba Queen, look, Seven Lady Demi's only lightly raced. She also won on debut at Maruya. There was no money for that day. Started $26. It won like an even money chance, and then it ran into Liz Dunvana at an hour before a break. Beaten but not disgraced, first up in a bunch, finished Sweet Surprise and Halliday Road 40 at the last summit, Mr. Snowman, and behind them there. And this was pretty much close up. They Quinella to race there, or they run second and third there on Friday, those last two I mentioned, Mr. Snowman and the last summit. So I think that form is okay, and the 1200 should suit it. Again, it'll be back and strong. Two Midnight Missions, better for the one run back in preparation. He's a go-forward horse. Paddy takes the two off and appreciated with the blinkers back on today, resuming from a spell. And look, its first up record's okay, but I think she's too good for these Rumba Queen. One, a good thing, 7, 2, and 5.
So one from 7, 2, and 5, a special there for Rumba Queen in race 3. We'll take a look at the fourth, which is the first leg of the quaddie. It's the Goulburn Signs Class 1. And 1100 the distance. Scratchings are 4 Zither, 9 Miss Casia, and 10 Sintara. And with this market, 1 Boston Light has been 9 into 7. 2 Mileage, 320 to 310. 3 Say Can You See, 12 to 13. 5 Las Vegas, 950 to 10. 6 Zardoro, $13. 7 Judge Judy, 270 to 260. 8 Living Doll, 7 to 750. And 11 Danshari, 23 to $26. So the $2.60 favourite, John, is Judge Judy. Bit of money for Boston Light, 9 into 7.
So I think this is pretty open, this race. And what the punters have got to keep in mind is this has not run out of a chute anymore. The chutes are out of action while there's a bit of Rico work being done on the track. So there's not a long run to the first corner here for the 1,100 metres. And these gates are dynamite. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to work these out. And this is pretty tough for me. But look, the gate swayed me here with Mileage, 2, 7, 8, and 1. And the blinkers go on as well for Gabrielle Engelbert. I'd like to fuel the thumbs this preparation. The first two were good. It raced like the blinkers will suit it down to the ground the way it went at Gosford last time. It was beaten 5th of 6, but not disgraced. And I think if they just push the buttons here from gate one, this might lead. It might take plenty of running down. It'll certainly be in the first three. So with that tactical advantage, I'm going to go with Mileage here. Look, 7 Judge Judy was good last preparation. A couple of those runs were pretty handy efforts. He likes to take them through their grades and teach them a little bit at the country tracks, Bjorn Baker. And this resuming from gate 3, Jean Van Omri, the recent trial was pretty handy too. So it's ready to run well. Look, Living Doll, I've got a bit of time for this one. For Nat Jarvis, his former Victorian, its first run in our area was really good from a wide gate there behind Seduction. I thought there was plenty of merit in that effort. And drops a little bit at the weight that carried at 61.5. Look, I think it's really well placed here, and the top weight, Boston Light, a bit awkwardly drawn in the big weight, but it's got plenty of talent. But look, I found it a pretty tough race, Simon. 2, 7, 8, and 1.
2, 7, 8, and 1 in the first leg of the quaddie. John, we'll take a break at 13 after 10 and then have a look at the fifth.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the best harness racing in New South Wales and Australia. Tuesdays, Greg Hayes brings you the latest news and talks with the key players. On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Henrith Mazda, awarded Mazda Master Dealer 2017. We're one of Australia's best Mazda dealers again. Right now, get a $1,000 go bonus on the whole range of 2017 VT50 4x4 Utes from just $39,990 drive away. With over 50 Utes on display, let the specialists at the Mazda Ute Centre Penrith look after you. Penrith Mazda, your family-owned and operated Mazda dealer. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD 18808.
Sky Sports Radio supports Sydney's standalone Saturday from Hawkesbury.
Fabrizio from Moa. Fabrizio in front near the line, and Fabrizio wins the cup. Fabrizio first.
This Saturday, there's $1 million in prize money up for grabs. The Gold Cup, Guineas, Godolphin Crown, and Gold Rush promise non-stop thrills. Join us Saturday morning from 6:30 when Racing HQ brings you Hawkesbury interviews with the full preview from 8 here on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the card at Goulburn with John's course. John, we're down to race 5, which is the Swiftwood Tiles and Bathrooms Maiden. 1,100 metres the distance. The scratchings are 3 Gundy and 12 Beauty at Dawn. And in this market, John, number 1, Capital Rush is 23 to 26. 2 Explosive Missile, 9 to 10. 4 Lincoln Cashman, 480 to 5, back to 480. 5 Lucid Kiss, 14 to 16. 6 Martini Royale, 71 to 81. 7 Alto, 6 to 7. 8 First Reading, 550 to $6. 9 Rebellion, 9 to 10. 10 With Purpose, the favourite, 290 into 260, and 11 Wriggles has been 950 to 10. So the favourite and the best back, John, With Purpose.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me one little bit, Simon. It looks very, very hard to beat. I think we're looking for the exotics outside it. My number's 10, 9, 2 and 8, but gee, you had to be impressed with this. It's very well bred too, With Purpose. It's run on debut. It had a couple of trials, one in February, one in March, or two in March. And its debut, if it was behind, missed out, and Ensoir there. It drew wide, it had a tough run, and look, missed out, had the fence and a bit of race fitness and experience on it. So its effort to be beaten just over 2 lengths there was full of merit. It's had the 3 weeks. He's pretty handy with these horses, Edward O'Rourke. Got a nice team. He seems to look after them very, very well. She's a lightly raced Piero, and I think this is her race. So I'm going to go with her. Now, Rebellion interests me. No money for it at this point, but it's... It went round in the same race and looked similar run. It had a wide gate. I liked its trial prior to that one, it beat a tune back in March. Got a couple of trials, but look, the gate is a bit of a concern with me with Rebellion, but it looks a nice type. 2 Explosive Missile, again, it's drawn wide. The blink has come off. It's resuming from a spell. A couple of the trials have been okay from it. And some of the form around it last prep was okay as well. And I threw in 8 best of the rest here. Which is first reading for Gabrielle Engelbrecht. But, look, I think they've all got to beat the 10 here, Simon. I didn't make it a special, but it's darn well close. 10, 9, 2 and 8, mate.
So 10, 9, 2 and 8, race 7. Race 6 is the Madden's stable betting, benchmark 55 over 1,400. This one for the males. The scratchings are 1 Midnight Mission and 11 Mr. Fox. And... the market here's got 2 Saban, 550 to 6, 3 Cherokee Warrior, 31, 4 Napashini, 11 to 10, 5 Cape Wickham, 260 into 250, 6 Greenback Boogie, 6 into 550, 7 Anne's Gift, 850 to 950, 8 Disperse, 14 to 16, 9 Ghost Rider, 480 into 420, 10 Gone Fishing at $51. So Cape Wickham's the $2.50 favourite, but some money for Ghost Rider, which has been 480 into 420.
Yeah, again, look, I've got the winner clearly on top here. I've got the top tip clearly on top here in Cape Wickham, but there's plenty of chances around it. 5.264, back to the scene of the crime, this lovely fastnet rock horse, this Cape Wickham. We saw him win his maiden way back in June last year. So he beat Western and Mateship there. Corey Brown rode him. So, look, he's lightly raced, as I mentioned. Only had the 4 starts, and his run resuming was pretty good in a very handy race up there at Hawkesbury. So... better for that run, and he did win second up last preparation. So it all leads to him. Got a favourable gate, good rider, the whole lot in his favour here. But outside him, there's plenty of chances. This Saban, this interests me. A lovely Savabeel, this, and it won here, beating Everlasting Love back in April there. That was a pretty handy performance there, too. Happy Hustler ran third in the race. Had the 27 days between runs, but gee. Look, it's got the 61 on its back, but probably warranted. I got it second in the tips here. Look, I threw 6 in here, which is Greenback Boogie. Haven't seen it for 38 days. It chased home Northern River that day, and Northern River's come out and won since on this track. And then I ran a cracker in the highway yesterday. So I think the form around it's pretty good. The gate, again, a bit of concern from for me with it, but it's certainly no it's got to have some chance with even luck. And Napacini first up from a spell here. Look, he's a horse that can do a little bit wrong, but if he gets the right run, he's not without a chance. But very hard to beat the five here, Simon. 5, 2, 6, and 4.
5, 2, 6, 4. And race 7, the last, is the Australian Stockyard Co. Fillies and Mares Benchmark 58. And 1,400 the distance. Take out 2, Savona Sunset, 7, Princess Kelly, and 13, Admission. And with the market here, John 1, Maribel's 5 to 5.50, 3, Swiss 4 to 4.40, 4, Monbella Me 23 to 26, 5, Staggering $4 in favourite, 6, McKellar 4.60 out to 5, 8, Envier $15, 9, Empyrean 11, 10, Dripping Carrots 51, and 11, Jackie Cadente 14 to 16. So more open field here, Staggering the $4 favourite.
Yes, yeah, Simon, this is a good little race, this, to finish us off. So hopefully we're in front. 3, 6, 5, and 1 for me. This made us all rich when it won its maiden down here at Goulburn on debut. Simon, it was a beautiful ride from Adam Hieronymus that day. Went up to Musselbrook behind his Kenyas. I don't think it was that well suited that day. Its run was okay, and then it was pretty good at Scone last time. I think that's the right form for a race like this. Was held up when it needed to be out and running, but it certainly wasn't disgraced. Cast the same weight for 61, but it didn't seem to worry it last time. Look, in an open race, I'm going to go with it. 6, McKellar for Danny Williams. I've always had a little bit of time for her. She was pretty good off that 8-month break last time up at Musselbrook, as Kenny has won the race. So, look, gets here second up from a spell. He's given it 3 weeks to get over that first up run, but she's always showed a fair bit of talent. She gets back and balances up and finishes off. Looks Staggering, a nice little filly. This, it's really building a good record. Won a 62 last time up at the Central West there at Bathurst. Again, it's come off a little bit of a freshen up, but it's won 2 of its last 3. It looks a real little talent from Masada, and I thought the top weight Maribel with the 64. It's a while since I've seen one with 64 carry the full weight, but okay, at Canterbury first up, a much tougher race. And the form around it in Brisbane last prep was pretty good as well. So, look, a good race to finish this off, Simon. 3, 6, 5, 1 for me, mate.
So, 3, 6, 5, 1 in the last. And your best bet on the card, Rumba Queen, John?
Yeah, look, I think on a day with a few shorties, I just like the way it presents here for Rumba Queen with a little bit of speed. I think she might have the last say here. She's pretty talented. So, I'm going to go with race 3, number 1, Rumba Queen. But see, plenty of nice chances, I thought, with Perp for Edward O'Rourke. It would be pretty well suited in race 5. So that might be a nice little mouldy for us, Simon.
Righto, John. And how are you going to play this afternoon's quaddie?
Look, as usual, I've got it nice and skinny, Simon. I thought the first leg was probably the toughest leg. I made it 2, 7, and 8 in race 4. The second leg, 10 and 9 only, I put With Purpose and Rebellion in as a little bit of insurance. I've got it down to 5 and 2. Kate Wickham and Sabine in race 6. And we'll come home with 3 and 6 only, Swiss and McKellar. Look, the punters can throw a few extras in if they so desire, Simon. I've got that down to $24 for 100%, mate. I never like to spend a fortune on the quaddies. But you get good value if you can nail it.
Good on you, John. And before we let you go, we had the news through the week from Canberra that Single Gaze was given her farewell presentation.
Look, Simon, it was a wonderful day. We always knew it had to happen. Nothing's forever, but it was great to farewell Single Gaze. We did a little bit of a presentation in the Manning Yard there at Thoroughbred Park after race 5. She paraded, took a coat and turned a little bit, just goes to show you what a wonderful little mare she was, and she gave us so much thrill following her career, and to go back and just revisit what she'd done, Simon, throughout it, just made you really appreciate the level that she got to from her 2-year-old days, from Magic Millions runs and placing in the Black Opal, all the way through. She improved every prep. And then, of course, she had that horrific accident in the Oaks where we nearly lost them both, Single Gaze and our jockey. We call her our jockey, Kath O'Hara. They'll nearly build a statue of her on the lawns at Parliament House, probably the horse as well, and Nick Olive. But to nurse her back from that and go to the length that she got to for such a little mare, she's got a heart like a lion, and to watch her parade there and just see the length that she rose to, a place that went a gallant second in the Caulfield Cup, went round in the Melbourne Cup, and come back terrific off a Melbourne Cup preparation, Simon. Not easy to do. So an extra couple of ticks to Nick Olive. The job him and his team, Billy Owen, 4 from 4, Billy Owen yesterday up at Tomingley. I don't really know where it is, but it's not a bad effort wherever it is, 4 from 4. For he was her attendant and her work rider for her whole career. And, look, just the whole team done a wonderful job with her, Simon. And to farewell her was, look, it was tinged with sadness, but just to remember just what she did for Canberra racing in itself was just a wonderful thing, mate. So maybe Nick can go and make another one.
It's been a tremendous journey, hasn't it, really, when you look back at her career. And she was one of the favourites for the Magic Millions in the two-year-old race, went to a Golden Slipper, and then, as you say, had that terrible fall in the Oaks when it looked like her career might be over. But then to come back and do what she's done, it's a remarkable, remarkable career. And off to Japan now, John, and she'll probably meet a deep impact in the breeding barn, I would imagine. Someone like that?
Yeah, I think that's the plan, Simon. Look, she was a $70,000 purchase at the Magic Millions, and she earned 2.3. I think they sold it for something like 1.8. So, monetary-wise, it was fantastic, but those thrills, and only the only people that have been through it, those thrills of following your horse through those type of races and just the excitement and the lead-up and... they're worth more than you could put a price on, Simon. So, look, another one goes. They're buying all our good horses, overseas interest. So, yeah, look, it's the way it goes now. But it's just a wonderful thrill for the owners.
Well, you never know. One of her progeny down the track could wind up back in Australia with Australian thoroughbred bloodstock. They seem to bring a few of the Japanese horses in. So, yeah, you never know. We might see her progeny race in the future here, John.
Well, look, let's hope so, Simon. We'd love to see something come back, one of the foals come back, and if they've got anything like the ability and the intestinal fortitude that she had, well, it'll certainly be a good purse.
And just on that meeting from Canberra on Friday, Paddy got another federal on Quarter V.
Yes, he did. He loves those federals, that horse, Quarter V. He's probably unsuited on the soft track to run Pride. He's won 3 of them now, and all in the same fashion. A little bit unconventional how he rides him, but it seems to suit the horse. So, yeah, he was one of the only horses we saw the rail back in the true, Simon. And by the time everyone's jumping up and down with the on pace, up on the close in close with the rail bias, here comes Crater V from last round the circle in the field, as he's been doing, and sprinted off into the sunset. So he bucked the trend there, or if there was one. And, yeah, look, it was a thrilling win again by Crowder V, but made some really good performances throughout the day. Keith Dryden and Scotty Collins, what a season they're having with some of their horses. Matt Carl, another couple of winners. He got home in the Jockey Challenge at $1.20. You're biting your nails a little way through, but he come through there, Matthew. So, look, it's all onwards and upwards in this area towards the big Wago Carnival Thursday and Friday, a week from next Thursday, Friday, Simon. It'll be an absolute cracker again. The town plate worth $150,000 this year, a race that I've got a real soft spot for. It's a great country sprint, and I think now that the prize money's up to $150,000, you might see a really good play. It's always been a good feel. We had Tanner and Elaine win it last year, but some really nice horses have won it. I think this year might be a really it'll be a crackerjack race again with that money up for grabs. So, really looking forward to that Thursday week, mate.
Absolutely. It's a great carnival, Wagga Wagga. Good stuff, John. Thanks very much for your help, and I'll take your thoughts via Central throughout the afternoon and also China's pick of the yard.
I'll be looking forward to it, Simon. Good punting.
There he is, John Skuss. In the Jockey Challenge, Adam Hieronymus is $1.60. Nick Haywood's at $2.20. And then there's a big jump out to 20-1 for both Jean Van Overmeer and the Any Other Jockey option. Sky Sports Radio at 10:29. We'll take a break, and then Andrew Bensley will step in for this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline. Get the lowdown on everything Greyhound Racing with Going Greyhound. Host Dave Carlson
brings you the latest news from trainers, owners and club officials. Plus, all the tips. Going Greyhounds, Monday mornings, 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.